The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm really excited and honored to have Andrew Postel with us from Guaranteed Rate. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you, sir?
Very fine. The honor is mine. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I know everyone's incredibly busy and we got a lot of stuff going on, so it's truly great to have you here today. For those that are maybe joining us for the first time, hearing your name for the first time, would love to get a little bit about your background, where you're from, and what kind of real estate you find yourself in these days.
Oh, sure. Okay, so I've been a residential buy and hold investor. So I buy rental properties. I've been doing that for over 20 years now. So I purchased during 9/11, during the housing crisis. The most homes I ever purchased was last year. So I'm currently actively purchasing rental homes. Now, my regular job is I'm a lender, but I've only been doing that for 10 years. I just kind of like naturally matriculated into it, but it gives me a really unique perspective on how to help people purchase and structure their transactions when they're buying rental properties. It's great. Very fortunate to be where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be an interesting dynamic, you know, being able to see both sides of the fence and your real estate investment and development and all that side leading into the lending and all the lessons I'm sure you've learned and seen over the years with that kind of stuff. So you got to have some great stories, I would imagine. Things that have maybe not always gone as smoothly as you would have thought, your clients would have thought, anything like that. So I know we were chatting just a little bit about that. You had some really good stuff to share. If you wouldn't mind, pulling up one of those experiences and sharing with our audience.
Sure. Okay. So right now, like this is 2021. If you're into real estate and you're in any kind of market at all, it's probably a little crazy. It's probably very competitive, might be the right word to say. And value.
That's a good word.
Are probably increasing in most markets. Okay, so I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we're one of those markets where housing was so inexpensive here, and everybody kind of figured it out, and now it's going through the roof. So one of the scenarios I'd like to talk about is when I purchased during the housing crisis in 2008. Okay, so we saw the housing market was going down. It was 08. I was buying homes. I'm like, hey, this home, it was through a builder. They were selling it for 132, this home, single family home, two and a half bath home. The previous year, they were selling them for 175. So I was like, oh, I'm getting a great deal.
Steal of a deal.
That's right. So I purchased it, zero down. Just had to pay my closing costs. Then it fell to 120. Then 110, then 100. At the bottom, it was worth 79 grand. So I overpaid for a rental property.
Right.
How much money did I lose on that transaction? I lost nothing because I still own it to this day. I still own that same property. It's been rented the entire time. Now, yeah, if I could have timed it well, maybe I could have gotten it at the very bottom, but who knows how to do that? So when I bought that property, the mentality, right? This is a long-term play, like a five-year look on a rental property is short-term. So if I'm at least looking at it from that perspective, that it's always supposed to be a rental property, it will cash flow and be fine. And it has been. And that's kind of how real estate has been working for me. It's very forgiving, even if you make a little bit of a slight error on your calculations.
Sure. Well, and to your point, I mean, we have a lot of people talking about that there's a correction coming, that the market is not where it needs to be, or maybe it's a little overvalued in certain areas or whatever it may be. And to your point, no one knows if or when a correction is going to happen. No one knows if that does happen. When is the bottom? When does it stop falling? And if anybody knew that, well, then they'd be the richest person on earth because they would just know when to buy and when to flip. For something like that, if we're in the times we're in today, we see the value of homes going up. in certain areas are going up exponentially. If somebody does make an error in judgment based on the value of a home or something like that, obviously you were able to turn that into a long-term play. For somebody that is maybe used to flipping or not having that long-term strategy, what kind of advice or strategy are you talking about or giving them if they did make that mistake and overpaid for a home to shift into a long-term? And what does it take to shift into that long-term mentality?
Yeah. Okay. So I wish everybody could hear this before they did anything, because to me, the most important element of this is getting pre-qualified with a lender just in case. So if I look at a property and I look at it from three perspectives, I can wholesale it, I can flip it, or I can rent it. Just in case, I want to look at it from all three viewpoints, just in case. So if I'm going to keep it, I need to get qualified with long-term lending. It's free to do. It doesn't commit you to anything. You can find out exactly what your payment is, what your rate is, how you can qualify. So if I can do that free step up front before I commit on a property, then I know one of my out strategies. So even if I overpay, I still have a solution to making that property work for me.
Well, and I love that. So I think what I heard is having multiple exit strategies. You may not need to leverage the two others, whatever the exit strategy is. You may not need to have that, but having multiple exit strategy gives you more flexibility that if something does go awry, something changes, market changes, values change, whatever it may be, you have multiple ways to get out of it or to recoup the money that you put into it, if maybe that's what I'm hearing correctly.
Yeah. The thing that I want to emphasize here too is, like, if you are a beginner and this is your first time maybe investing in a property, because so for me now, like, I have so many properties, I can overpay and absorb it. But it's that beginning part. If the fear is gripping you, can I buy one property? The worst case is that you just keep it for a little bit longer than what you thought. The important step here is to get started, because over time, real estate pays you back. So how are you going to get started if you're not in it? And that's the hardest one. The first one is the hardest one. So don't let that value, if it's overvalued, don't let that fear grip you. You can still begin right now and be successful later.
So what would you tell an investor or somebody who's looking to get into real estate that maybe they have made a mistake on the first one? Hopefully not. But if they have, they overvalued a home, or they paid too much, or the construction or the renovation was more than they expected. We've heard multiple stories of that, or some sort of catastrophic disaster. We've also heard instances of that. How would you tell somebody who's new into the game to go from the first one where they had some struggles, some pain or some failure, to get on to that second one? What is the strategy, or what can they do if most of their capital or assets are tied up in that first one, but they still want to make sure that they're in the real estate game and continue that scale and process?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll use another example of mine. Okay. So I started when there was no podcasts, right? I couldn't learn. There was no internet. There was none of these sites to help me. I could go to the library and check out a book that was like 8 years outdated. I mean, it was just, there was no way for me to figure out how to do it. So I just had to do it. And in doing that, I had to really have an honest discussion with myself, like, hey, what are you really comfortable with? And I wasn't comfortable with very much. So I started very low. I bought a $7,000 home. And I thought, like, hey, if I made a mistake, at least it would be a small one. Okay. So if there is that uncomfortability factor with you, just try a smaller property. Even though it may not be in the ideal neighborhood, you need to get comfortable with what your risk is. So that $7,000 home, I made all sorts of mistakes on it. It needed 23 grand of rehab. So I bought it for seven, needed 23 grand. After I all said and done, it was worth 30. Ooh. You're not supposed to do that, everybody. But I did it, you know, again, that's a mistake. It's a mistake. But I rented it for several years. I then sold it with owner financing. that lesson, I was like, all right, on the next one, I won't get a property that has as much rehab. So the next one I bought for 23 grand, I put 7,000 into it, and it was worth 30. Man, I didn't learn my lesson, but I still, you know, you do your best. Just like with any career, any job, anything you do, you're not going to be very good in the beginning. So if this is a really big concern for you, maybe partnering with a very experienced real estate person.
Yep.
When you partner with somebody, maybe they take some of your profits. That's okay, because learning is the critical piece in the beginning. Learning how to be successful. Remember, we're teaching you how to be a millionaire. It's not going to be easy. So even in the beginning, when you have to learn a lot, that's okay, because later on, you'll use that compounding knowledge to help transform a small amount of money into larger sums.
I love that. And I think somebody had shared one time on here a baseball analogy of, you can still get in the Hall of Fame with hitting a bunch of base hits and the occasional home run. You don't have to be someone who hits home runs every time. You're not going to hit home runs every time when you're in real estate. You're not going to be able to knock each and every one of these out of the park. It's not going to be a slam dunk, whatever sport analogy you want to put onto it. It is a challenge. And as long as you are continuing to grow and take the lessons from what you learn in each experience and apply that, mm-hmm. you can scale, you can grow. None of these are truly mistakes as long as you learn from them mm-hmm. and you apply that to what's going on. I love what your message. If you're new, try and start small. You are going to make mistakes, perfectly fine. I love the idea of a coach, a mentor. Get somebody that's done it before, whether you're giving up a little bit of equity or capital, whatever it may be. It's worth it in the long run to maybe cut down on some of the mistakes. It may cost you less to have somebody helping you go through that process mm-hmm. early on, as opposed to learning the hard way and it costing you even more.
Yep. Absolutely true. I'm still learning. Cody, I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm still learning. I wish it gets frustrating. I wish I could just know it all, and I can't. And that you won't either. So if you're new, just know that you're going to have to continually sharpen that skill set. You have to continue to learn. Do not get frustrated by it. It'll just be part of your learning process.
Andrew, I love that. I think if we all continue to learn, even if we have been doing this for 20 years or even longer, no one knows everything because everything's always changing. But if mm-hmm. we always are committed to learning and evolving, that's where the real success, I think, comes in. So, well, hey,
I agree.
Andrew, thank you so much for the time today. I think that's a good enough spot as ever to wrap it up. For those that are maybe interested in connecting with you, maybe they're in the market, in DFW and connecting with you, or just hearing more about your experience and learning from that, where's the best place folks can find you at?
Oh, sure. Just give me a ring. I'm old fashioned. I like the phone. Phone number here, it gets directly to me, 817-380-1913. And I appreciate you for having me. Thanks so much, Cody. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Andrew. Thanks so much. And thanks everyone for listening. We'll catch everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.